Good morning. It's weekend motivator time. So here's what I want to talk to you about. The difference between a cheerleader and a coach. So you probably have an accountability partner. You probably have accountability group. And if you don't and you don't want one, that's great. Just like your reason. Like it's like I just do so much better on my own. So much easier when I'm on my own. Don't be sitting around without one because you're just like, well, nobody's gonna want to help me. You know, I posted like twice in the tribe and no one took me, or I tried it one time and it didn't really work out, so everybody must not like me. Like, that's bullshit. Look, finding your posse takes some time. You have to try them on like jeans. We don't bust up in the jean store, put on a pair and be like, fuck me, look at this. They fit just perfect. I can do my squats. I can sit in a chair, all the things. No, we try things on. We have to try people on too. We have to try groups on. Guys, don't give up on something just because you decided that they didn't like you or that you're not good enough, and then you feel bad. That's the worst reason in the world to ever like give up on something. Okay, that was a tangent. It's really not what I'm talking about today. So for all of you who already have partners and stuff, here's what I want to challenge you. There is a difference between your group being cheerleaders and your groups coaching you. And I want to, this is really serious because I'm all about us giving ourselves a slap on the ass and saying like, get in there, tiger, and all the things. But when you guys are running your groups and you're working with your partner, do not be a kumbaya fest around misery. Don't sit there and agree that someone should be pissed or somebody should be this. Look, they're already in agreeance with themselves. They don't need you to say like, yeah, like sit there and be miserable. No. If they're sharing it, it's probably because they want a way out of it. So a cheerleader is someone who like supports you with their words, who doesn't, they don't teach you anything. Like, I want you to think about at a game, a cheerleader is sitting, like they're on the sideline and they're just like rocking the crowd and making sure that you hear that people support you, but they're not really telling you anything applicable. They're not really pointing anything out. They're just there basically like reverbing the successes. So a coach, which is, I want you guys to start assuming the role like what a coach would do inside your groups and with your partners. A coach is someone who says, like, this is what you do well, but I'm also watching your game. And here are the things we need to work on. And they help you break it down to the fundamentals. They help you, like, if you need to work with an assistant coach, if you need to, you know, drill down a certain habit or whatever, they help point that stuff out to you. And I want you guys to think about it like this. In your groups, when you notice one of your people struggling, give them like that, like, here's what I would do, and give them something that they can apply, and then have them go and say, now take, go to Ask Coaches, go to the Facebook group, talk about what you're struggling with and why, so that we can coach your mindset. That's the difference between a cheerleader and a coach. You know, sometimes in our accountability groups, I think it's awesome that we are there to support and cheer and stuff, but I want these groups to like be life-changing. I want them to be like, we have, I think it's the One Taco Bitches. They have, they call it Sunday church. I forget what they call it, but it's something about church. I met one of them recently, and on Sundays, they get together and they talk about like what they're learning this week in PNP, what they're going to be doing. They're running their plans by each other, and they like meet. That's like deciding to coach each other. That's deciding that, you know what, there's time for us to cheerlead, but there's also time where we have to get to the business of doing this. We got to get our shit, like our game together. So I challenge all of you with your groups and stuff, have time where you're cheerleading, but also know you wear a coach's hat in there. And what does a coach do? They don't just watch somebody play poorly and be like, oh, I know it's so hard for you. Oh, I get it, girl. It takes a lot of time. No, they don't do that. Otherwise, they'd be fired as a coach. If they disagree, yeah, it's kind of hard. You just don't run as fast as the running backs on the other team. No, we don't need to do that either. Okay, so tag your posse. This is your actionable item this week. Here's what I want you guys to do. If your group or your partner or yourself doesn't have a standing appointment, any like where you're gonna like be like, this is us getting our collective shit together for the week, deciding things for our best self, and really firing each other up, slapping ourselves on the ass, whatever you gotta do, then you need to get that on the calendar. That's like step one. You gotta organize your groups a little bit. Doesn't have to be complicated. Just be like, everybody, let's just talk about our weekly plan. What are y'all struggling with? What are you gonna do? Like, let's like focus in on one part of the hunger scale this week. Come up with your own little challenges and stuff. Guys, it's magic. Magic. All right, y'all have a good one.